There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archived for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com.
Once again to another hour of the most listened to radio program on the Northern Plains. What is on your mind? We want to know. That's why it's the name of the show. 800-228-0550 is the telephone number. Is it in your speed dial yet? It should be. We'll be checking cell phones at the State Fair on Friday. We'd love to be there today. Can't be there every day, but we are going to be there Friday for 811 Call Before You Dig Day at the State Fair. Todd and I'll be hanging out in the big white tent. Man, we'll have some fun there, and we're giving you free T-shirts and having lots of fun. I need to think of a few goodies we could bring as well, but we'll come up with some fun. We're just going to have a great old time, so hope to see
also
you there.
Also, my cafe coffee cups with me, of course.
Well, yeah. So. Okay.
Oh, yeah.
So I'll be there for What's on Your Mind, and then Todd is going to be there for... the Fire Cafe program as well. It'll be big white tent near the entrance, and you can't miss the 811 Call Before You Dig Day signs, okay? Should be a lot of fun. We'll have fun. I'd also like to be at Chase on the Lake, Leech Lake in Walker, Minnesota today, but I'll be there vicariously through a couple of our guests coming up a little later on. We're going to talk with Jesse and Teresa from Chase on the Lake, Leech Lake, Walker, Minnesota. Where summer is in full swing, ladies and gentlemen. It's great fun for sure. We're going to chat with Pete Hanabit, Director of Public Policy of the North Dakota Farm Bureau here in just a moment. A little bit about an important public policy debate we'd like to see more of in the great state of North Dakota. Tony Garrick, Fargo City Commission member. His day job is as a National Guard guy. We're not sure if Tony's going to be able to break free to join us, but he was going to try. And tell us a little bit about his reaction to the vote last night, 3-2 against a 20% tax property tax reduction that he put forward. And I'm fascinated by this and glad to see him being as bold as he is and getting this so soon. I mean, he just was elected in June, and here he is proposing this and getting a vote on it. So it's good news there. I appreciate that very much. So we'll ask him a little bit about that, too, coming up on the program. Mr. Revtai, the fabulous What's On Your Mind producer, if you could find me the comments from Mayor Mahoney related to his reaction to an explanation of his no vote, I would appreciate that. We're going to play that for Mr. Hanabit and also for Mr. Gehrig this hour as well. So a lot to do on the program we call What's On Your Mind, brought to you in part today by the North Dakota Farm Bureau, which you can find out more about at ndfb.org. We're going to go up to Berthold a little later on, too, and talk about drones with Nathan, a farmer up there, and their use in ag purposes. So as you can hear, we got a lot going on. Now, a couple of unfinished pieces of business. The first one is Bob in Grafton has been waiting to weigh in on our debate over the Rough Rider nickname. Remember, somebody called and suggested that we get Teddy Roosevelt on the program to atone for his racist remarks, which have now caused some to write into the Grand Forks Herald and suggest it is not an appropriate name for the University of North Dakota. The nickname committee meets tonight at 6 o'clock, and they're going to be debating this particular issue, and that will happen on the campus of the UND. And we may be down to three or four names. We may have a complete restart. We may have a committee disbanded. I don't know what's going to happen. There's a lot of I know this. There is a big effort on the part of the establishment at UND to not have North Dakota be one of the final names, which, by the way, is the only one that's not controversial. Right? Can't call that controversial. But anyway, so Bob wanted to weigh in on that debate from last hour. Go ahead, Bob. What's on your mind?
Hi, Scott. Hi, Todd. Thanks for taking the call. Yeah, I wanted to say something about the Rough Rider. You know, but first, you know how my opinions on gun-free zones. I'm a veteran. I've voiced that enough. And being able to wear a uniform at recruiting stations is just stupid. You know, if a terrorist is going to attack a recruiting station, he's just not going to care who's in there. He knows somebody's a soldier in there. He's going to just shoot anybody that's in there. It's just stupid. But Rough Riders, now, refresh my memory. Weren't the Rough Riders, horseback riders that rode across the country there delivering important dispatches, you know, such as Frank Hopkins in the movie Hidalgo. So I don't understand why there's...
because PETA doesn't like the name, that's why.
I say, it's got to be something ridiculous. You know that because, you know, the Rough Riders, they were dispatch riders and courageous. You know, they went through the wilderness there with no protection, so on and so forth.
Great reminder, Bob. Absolutely. Appreciate that call very much. Thank you very much. I also started to play a clip from Megyn Kelly's Kelly Files show with a Medal of Honor recipient who is understandably upset about the proposed fix that some are tossing out as an idea to what happened in Chattanooga, Tennessee. And that is, well, not only should they not have guns, let's make sure the military not wear uniforms either. What do you think of that idea? What? Are you kidding me? Here's a U.S. Marine Corps vet and Medal of Honor recipient, Dakota Meyer. Listen to this.
I think that's the craziest thing ever. You know, terrorism is when people come over and they instill fear inside of people to where they change their way of life, and that's how terrorism wins, and that's how it grows. And I can tell you the last thing that I would hope that any Marine would do is take their uniform off because they're of fear of something might happen. I mean, that's crazy. That's crazy to even think that way. What we need to do is we need to give them the opportunity to be able to carry their own firearms. I mean, you know, they tied our hands over in Iraq and Afghanistan with rules of engagement. Are they going to do it over here too?
Walk us through it. What would a Marine, I mean, what would the reaction be in this moment when you are a Marine, you are in your uniform, you normally have your weapon, only here you may not have that. And now you may not have your uniform. I mean, what does that feel like to a Marine?
It's not happening. I'll just tell you, it's not happening. They're not going to take their uniform off. I mean, when are we going to start standing up to what's right? You know, when are we going to stop worrying about hurting people's feelings and we don't want to say the wrong thing to insult them? Look, this isn't about, it's not about Muslims, it's not about Christians, it's not about any of that, it's not about religion, it's not about color or skin color, it's about a belief in order to hurt other people and to instill terrorism. It's a belief of this radical Islam, and when are we going to stand for it? When are we going to stand against it? When are we going to stop it? When are we going to do that instead of changing our way of life? Well, we don't want to hurt their feelings, or it's only a lone wolf. No, it's not a lone wolf. This has happened over 20 times to where service members have been killed. When is it going to stop?
Well, I love that guy. Absolutely love him, and I think he speaks for a lot of us. So glad you got a chance to hear that. I promised I'd play it, and we ended up playing kind of the setup to the story from Megyn Kelly on Fox News Channel last night. Ah, it's so predictable. You know this stuff is coming. And again, rather than, these little dancing on the head of the pin around the issues of trying to, well, if we did this, if we did that, we're at war. We needed to change the whole mindset that we're at war. It's a tough one. So anyway, more on that a little later on in the hour, but just didn't want to let any unfinished business be out there. Pete Hannabit is the Director of Public Policy for the North Dakota Farm Bureau, our guest today on the program. Pete, nice to have you back. How are you?
Nice to be with you. I'm enjoying the summer and have survived the Cowtown Hoedown in New Salem this summer, and all is right with the world.
That's great. I bet that was even more fun than going back to your native Indianapolis.
It really, really was.
Yeah, I think we last talked to you there.
You can't play cow bingo in Indianapolis, for one thing.
Exactly. Yeah, so it's cow bingo over there. So I wanted to get your take on what, to me, is a fascinating debate. You have, a conservative elected to the Fargo City Commission on the platform of, hey, we got to start doing needs versus wants, and I want to lower property taxes. And elected in June and July, there's a proposal before the City Commission saying lower it. A lot of grassroots support for it. It went down 3-2 last night. But this is good news that it's happening in one of the more liberal cities in North Dakota, isn't it?
I think it is. It shows that the public willingness to support some issues is waning, and that the voters are demanding that elected officials are more and more sensitive to their needs as far as, you know, the tax burden that they're carrying versus the wants of elected officials. And so that's a good debate to see happening, and when you see it happening out that way, it gives you a better feeling about how things are going to take place across the state when we look at it from their perspective. Surely things are better than that here, and that our elected officials out here have a little more sense to being sensitive to what the taxpaying public wants versus what they desire to do as elected officials.
a lot of attention on tax policy rests at the state and federal level, not so much at the local county or city level. We could do better in the level of sunshine and scrutiny that happened at those levels on spending, couldn't we, Pete?
Certainly. It's you know, at the local level, that's where it all starts, and all politics is truly local. I hate to agree with the man who said that, but I will on this one case, that all politics is local, and what is happening locally is troubling. And I'd say that, you know, in general, we're in trouble when you start hearing stories about school boards that are asking for tax increases, and when you ask the school board to justify the need for that increase, they say, well, you know, we want this tax increase because the neighboring school district is getting a tax increase. And you know, if that's their only argument, then I think we're in trouble as a country and as taxpayers, that we're putting wants before needs in a lot of cases, and not justifiably according to the general public.
All right, I want to give you a chance to respond to the opposition to the idea from Fargo's mayor in a moment here, and we'll also hopefully be joined by Commissioner Garrick. Stay tuned for more coming up on What's On Your Mind.
Serving the Northern Plains, this is What's On Your Mind. Back to more of your calls straight ahead. Identity theft is real. So real, it could be making you its next victim right now. At the gas pump, bank, or store where you shop with your credit card, bad guys with RFID scanners can peer into your wallet or purse from a short distance away, stealing information from your RFID-enabled credit or debit cards, passports, room keys, and ID cards without you even knowing it. Stop the bad guys now with an RFID-blocking wallet from ID Stronghold. ID Stronghold founded the entire RFID-blocking industry over 10 years ago. Their stylish sleeves, clutch purses, and wallets are shielded throughout. The best you can buy at great pricing, as low as $14.99. Don't wait until your wallet needs replacing. Protect your identity now. Click IDStronghold.com or call 1-800-610-2770. That's 1-800-610-2770. ID Stronghold, the original RFID wallet company.
Welcome to Soybean Minute. Now, here's Diana Biedelsbacher.
Dakota Soybean Council reminds soybean farmers to use soy biodiesel to pump up your bottom line. Biodiesel is a clean-burning, renewable fuel produced from domestic resources like soybeans. It can be used as a pure fuel or blended with petroleum at any percentage. Biodiesel can offer a number of performance benefits for your diesel engine, including improved fuel lubricity, prevention of premature wear and tear, protection against fuel injector and injection pump failure, less equipment downtime, lower maintenance costs, and it can be used year-round in all weather conditions. Most importantly, biodiesel increases the value of soybeans by 74 cents per bushel. Biodiesel is available at more than 20 locations in North Dakota. To find a supplier near you, log on to ndsoybean.org.
This message is brought to you by the North Dakota Soybean Council and the Soybean Checkoff.
You pick up the receiver. With your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead, you finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the state you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out...
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Jason! You only once. Twice. Okay, we gotta move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait.
No!
Interact with the host you're listening to right now online at GCNLive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at GCNLive.com.
$35 an hour, not a bad wage. And that's what they're paying at Polar Service Center, largest tank trailer manufacturer in America, Minnesota company that's been around since 1946. Here for the long haul, they have a network of factory-owned service centers, largest in the country, about 30 of them. Two of them are in our region, Billings and Kildare, North Dakota. They're expanding as well to Williston here soon, so they need technicians. We're looking for technicians first in Kildare, ultimately in Williston as well. And these technician positions are in competitive Bakken pay, up to $35 an hour. Your choice of free housing in a townhome living accommodation or a $700 monthly housing allowance. And they have one of the best health care plans in the business and a lot more. So come along for the ride. Apply for a tech position today. Call Polar Service Center at 507-696-1164. 507-696-1164. Ask for Terry. You'll talk to Terry there. 507-696-1164. He's the HR manager. I'll tell you about all those positions. And, of course, there is not a tank part Polar doesn't have. There is not anything that would prevent them from getting it to you immediately. I mean, they deliver it where they bring it to you. They deliver all throughout the Bakken. They're about service first. They take good care of you. And the tank wash facility is phenomenal there. Really is. Both in Billings and in Fargo. In fact, if you tell them Scott sent you, you'll get $100 off the first tank wash. Go find Danny. And tell Danny at the Polar Service Center in Kildare that, hey, Scott was talking about you on the radio. That'll make him horribly paranoid because he's a little left-leaning. Good guy. Great guy. Moved here from Philly. But find Danny at the Polar Service Center in Kildare and just say, well, Scott was really trash-talking you. That'll be good. They're in Billings, too, as I mentioned. Exit 452 or 455 north side of I-90. In Billings, or Highway 22 north, top of the hill in Kildare. 22 past the hour. We're chatting with Pete Hannibut from the North Dakota Farm Bureau today about lowering taxes. And, Pete, I want to ask you about, when this debate is present, what kind of reaction there is, and if at all you're surprised by this kind of reaction, which we asked the mayor of Fargo, Tim Mahoney, about the proposal that was voted down 3-2 by Tony Garrick. Listen.
Well, I think in some ways Tony's locked on to an ideology that was through his campaign, 20%. I mean, he's stayed on his 20% this whole time. And when he and I have sat down and talked, I sit there and say, Tony, if I have a balanced budget and if I can drop it one or two mill levies, would that be okay? And he goes, well, consider it. And I said, you can't lock yourself onto ideology. We have great growth in Fargo. Clifford came to me and actually said that, if we had a 2 to 3% increase in the budget, he was okay with that. If we get a 1 mill levy, he was okay with that. So I don't quite understand where he goes. Engineering has a lot of needs that they want and need, and they came to me as well, and that's his portfolio. And he came to me and said, Tim, we don't have enough money. So I'm not quite sure where they're coming from other than to lock onto an ideology and think that's the best way to go.
Mayor Mahoney, Scott Hannon here. There was a debate last night, mainly led by Dave Pepcorn, that said, well, wait a minute. We're talking about waiting until the budget's finalized to decide on a reduction, but we don't do that for spending increases. Explain your viewpoint on why you wait on a proposal not for spending.
Well, what happened in the budget talks early on, they said they wanted to address the COLA before. We normally wait mid-year until December to do the COLA. And they said, first off, we want to address the COLA right away. The COLA change came July 1st, so that's the problem. We're not even into the budget. So the COLA was, we're going to do the COLA, yes. The health care insurance switched, as you know, to Sanford, so our policy changed and the rates went up. So we were trapped in those two items where that was the change as of July 1. So as much as you want to say, hey, we should wait on this, those were the paradigm that we were dealing with, is that those things came up before that. The budget is organized for starting in January 1. We basically do our budget, get everything ready. It's officially approved by the commission. It goes on. And then the county, everybody does the things they have to do with it. So the budget is they know the process. We went through the process. That's what's going to happen. The discussion they really want to have is when we sit down in August with the Brown Bay, where we sit down and say, here's what we're thinking the budget is. That's a great opportunity to say, hey, I'd like to cut this or cut that. And that's an opportunity for somebody to come to me and say, this is what we'd like to do.
Are you for a property tax reduction for citizens in Fargo?
Well, what people don't understand is if you look at your mill levies, if your values go up, your mill levy goes down. So oftentimes you will pay less as we go forward because we have more commercial property in town. The other issue is that 52% of our tax burden is in commercial. It's only 48% is residential. So that's one part of it. The other part of it is that our property tax only pays 27% of our expenses for the city. So you have a lot of other moving parts you have to look into.
But I'm asking you specifically, would you support a property tax reduction for citizens, if not the 20% number, some number like what Commissioner Gehrig is proposing?
So I'd be happy. If I can find that, Scott, I'd be happy to have a reduction. I think the thing you have to think about is that what's happened in crime and police, they're going to have, I have a bigger budget request from police than I've ever had. I have a bigger budget request for fire as well. So it's just a question of what do the citizens want. Do you want this extra protection or you not? And that you can easily cut things out if you decide you don't want certain services.
As Fargo Mayor Tim Mahoney interviewed earlier today, your reaction to that, Pete?
Well, it's more of the same that we hear often from politicians. There's always more demands, and the question gets to be the management of the decisions for the demands. Do we always need, you know, the newest fire truck, the newest whatever the service is? But the politicians can always find a way to say, we need this, we need this, we need this. But do the citizens really need that? Does every police officer have to have a brand new vehicle? Does every vehicle have to have everything, that all the bells and whistles? And those kinds of things over the years have become more and more of a problem for us. Because it's becoming, you know, in today's climate, it's becoming not politically palatable to be frugal. The older generation that we're losing now had come through the Depression, and they were extremely frugal. Think about when you were a child and your what your local officials had for the services that they provided, which were enough, obviously, because they were palatable at that time. And yet they didn't have all the bells and whistles on everything. And so now every municipality has to have the new truck, they have to have the new whatever, bulldozer, I don't know what. And it's becoming a bit of a problem because our elected officials are just, you know, hogs at the trough without thinking about the ramifications. And the blessing that we've had in this state of having a good, thriving economy because of the oil means that, you know, there's money on the table and everybody goes for that money on the table. And, you know, when budgets get tight, are we obligating ourselves now for spending that we will not be able to afford in the future? And that's the question that I've asked in internal communications with our members, and I feel that that is what we're setting ourselves up for as a society within this state. And, you know, we saw this federally years ago when cutting the rate of spending became a cut in the perception of the public. You knew that the canoe was going over and we were in trouble. And so, you know, we've got more people out there that are asking for free fish than are talking about giving them a fishing pole. And that becomes a problem for our society.
One emailer says the Fargo situation is a perfect example of why the public should know who and in those local seats. The public needs to take more responsibility when it comes to property taxes. Property taxes are controlled at the local level and not the state. And someone should ask him how much Fargo has in their ending fund balance, their savings account. I bet it's in the millions. What percent is that of the total budget? Interesting commentary, and I'm glad we sparked the debate. It's happening at a few places, not enough, however, across the state, so a debate we'll continue to watch. Thanks to the leadership of the North Dakota Farm Bureau on top of it as well. Thanks, Pete. Appreciate the time.
My pleasure. Thanks for having me.
Back to your calls in a moment. Don't go away.
You're listening to the program that asks a very important question every day. What's on your mind? 800-228-0550.
I'm in Senior James Shea, president of the University of Mary in Bismarck. By offering 3 full semesters per year, the University of Mary gives you the option to get your bachelor's degree in 2.6 years. We call it year-round campus. And because you graduate sooner, you spend less, save more, and get a head start on your career. Less time, less cost, less debt. Come see how the University of Mary is proving that less can be more with our new year-round campus. Schedule a visit at yearroundcampus.com, yearroundcampus.com.
You are an individual with your own thoughts, decisions, and actions. So why should you be penalized for not enrolling in the subpar health insurance mandated by the government when you can be truly independent with Liberty HealthShare, a bold, innovative alternative allowing you to take back control and make your own decisions about your health care? Mention this ad when you call to learn more. 800-714-6993. That's 800-714-6993. Liberty HealthShare. Together, we are one.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth, slide into a recession, or at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full-color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
There's a man named Dr. Joel Wallach who is anything but your typical doctor, both a veterinarian and naturopathic physician. Doc asks, why does the United States spend more money on health care by far and still rank 50th in health and longevity worldwide? He believes that people should empower themselves with a basic understanding of nutrition, take charge of their health, and attain optimal health and longevity through nutrition, not by toxic prescription drugs that lead to side effects and more toxic prescription drugs. Doc Wallach's message is resonating with an increasing number of Americans who are waking up to all the big government, big pharma, and big insurance manipulation of our healthcare system. I'm George Dory, and I like what Doc Wallach is saying and doing to enlighten people about health care. Visit brightsidebend.com and listen to Doc Wallach's Deadly Recipes lecture. It makes a lot of sense, and I urge you to join the Brightside Bend team. Go to brightsidebend.com. That's brightsidebend.com.
Tip, pump, hose, fitting, valve, anything. It's spraying season, right? You need stuff. Need it quick. High Plains Apache has the ET Ag Center. That means that they are not only your Apache sales and service headquarters, your application training headquarters, but also your source for more than 50,000 sprayer parts. They've got it, whatever you need. It's not by chance among the 50,000 parts one you need, they'll have it at your door in a day or two. They also are dealing on sprayers right now. No interest financing newer use for, new sprayers for 36 months. Right? No interest for 36 months. Let me repeat that, okay? You can go to highplainsapache.com, do a little browsing. And then I'd suggest you give them a call or stop in. That'd be the best idea. Just stop and see them. Have a little chat with the good folks at High Plains Apache and wheel and deal a little. They are really, they are really ready, willing, and able to do a little wheeling and dealing. They're in Mandan across from Bonanza, East Side Court there, and exit 60 south of Fargo off I-29. Tell them Scott and Todd sent you. All right, there's two places we wish we were today. We're toiling over a hot microphone here on your behalf, but North Dakota State Fair, we will be there Friday, and Chase on the Lake. How's that for bookends for our fine audience here? And somebody is right now up at Chase on the Lake on our behalf. Jesse Westberg is there, and Jesse's the package guy. Jesse gets you the deals. You call 888-CHASE-06 and say, Jesse, what do you got for deals?
Well,
how you doing, Jesse? Welcome back. How you doing?
Good. How are you doing today?
Doing fantastic. You got some deals today, don't you?
Yeah, I do. You know, we got our sizzling midweek savings deal that we've been running pretty much all summer right now. Any classic hotel room or classic condo, Sunday through Thursday, you get 50% off watercraft rentals and 25% off or 25% off 75-minute spa service. So with those rentals, you know, we got the pontoons, we got our jet skis, runabout boat, which is like a Sea Ray boat that you can tube and ski behind. We also have a Lund Rebel fishing boat. All those available with that 50% savings. Also, if you're a golfer, we got a great golf package out there, our classic golf package. You can, you know, enjoy 18 holes of golf at Tiana, our longbow. Tiana was named, or their hole number two was named the best golf hole in Minnesota just recently. So, got some great packages there. Also, we always have our spa packages that are available, gold spa, silver spa, special moments for you and someone special. And then we have our girls' night out spa package as well. And then, you know, kind of looking towards this, you know, late summer, fall type thing. You know, we always have our fall color special that'll be coming out here shortly. That'll be starting September, October. And then I know it's looking quite far ahead, but MEA weekend will be coming sooner than later. And we have our Chase on the Lake Fall Hops and Hogs Family Fun Fest weekend. We do bonfire s'mores, movie night. There'll be kids' Halloween costume, bingo. And we're also our Hops and Hogs Festival, basically roast a hog. And we have a bunch of craft beer tasting going on, too. So lots going on up here at the Chase, you know, coming up here. You know,
great always great specials. You can call Jesse, just ask for him, and he'll give you all the details on any of those. And by the way, I've rented pontoons in both before, Chase. They make it so easy for you. Literally, you know, you go out there right on the dock. There it's going. Off you go, bring it back, throw them the keys, and they do all the work. It's hassle-free lake living. And you can own one of these. You can own one, too. So check that out. Condo ownership prices come way down. ChaseOnTheLake.com. Or call Jesse at 888-CHASE-06. 888-CHASE-06. Sounds great. See you soon, my friend. Thanks for the time.
Yeah, thank you.
Take care. Jesse Westberg out of Chase on the Lake, Leech Lake in Walker, Minnesota today on What's on Your Mind. You know, that comment from before the break from a listener saying, you know, the Fargo situation, perfect example of why the public ought to know who and what kind of candidates they're putting in those local seats. The public needs to take more responsibility when it comes to property taxes. We're great about complaining about them. But I do agree that kind of scrutiny is necessary. And Tony Garrig talked about a campaign platform of reducing property taxes by 20%. Now, you know, the mayor said, well, you know, that's his ideology. That really is in my mind, a condescending, comment to somebody. Ideology? No, that's what I said I was going to do, and I'm doing it. We put it down, voted it up, voted down, whatever. In this case, Dave Pepcorn, who was referenced earlier, another city commission member, and Tony Garrig were the only two in favor of it. But I think it's significant that it happened, and at least it's being voted on. I don't believe we've heard the last of this debate, and we'll find out from Tony Garrig what next. But I think it's great. I think you too, wherever you live, ought to talk with folks on that city council, city commission, on that county commission, and just engage in the process. There's good people out there. I'm not suggesting these aren't good folks, but, you know, inertia sort of takes over sometimes. You really just need to engage and be a part of these debates. So glad that that is happening to the extent it has. A couple of comments from listeners. One says, how can Fargo be thinking of cutting taxes when they already gave tax exemptions when building new houses? Then they turn around and take money from small rural school districts to help pay for their schools because they are considered property poor. Another comment, different topic. Location of military bases and recruiting offices are known. Those places are going to be attacked. This idea of military members wearing civilian clothing as a protection only supplies terrorists with more targets. A very good point. Terrorists do not discriminate. Wearing civilian clothing provides zero protection. Terrorists will kill everyone at these locations, regardless of their clothing. Ridiculous, mindless thought, says Shane in Bismarck. You are right, sir. The Des Moines Register on a completely different topic. Got to get it all in today, folks, as promised. Is calling for Donald Trump to resign. And they are calling for Donald Trump to resign.
Resign what?
Well, I guess not resign, but leave the race. My bad. Yeah, I mean he's not elected anything right now. The editorial is Trump should pull the plug on his bloviating sideshow. It's time for, and I want your opinion on this, folks. Let me know. 800-228-0550. Okay. He says it's time for Donald Trump. This is the largest newspaper in Iowa, a politically significant state. So this is going to get some play today. It's time for Donald Trump to drop out of the race for president of the United States. People who run for public office typically perform a great public service, regardless of whether they win on election day. That's particularly true of presidential candidates, most of whom must devote 2 years of their lives to hard-fought campaigns that involve staggering personal and financial sacrifices, all in an effort to save their country. And then there's Trump. In the 5 weeks since he's announced his campaign to seek the GOP nomination for president, Trump has been more focused on promoting himself and his brand than in addressing the problems facing the nation. If he were merely a self-absorbed B-list celebrity, his unchecked ego could be tolerated as a source of mild amusement, but he now wants to become president, which means he aspires to be the leader of the free world and the keeper of our nuclear launch codes.
And how are his poll numbers?
That is problematic because Trump, by every indication, seems wholly unqualified to sit in the White House. Now, I don't know where they get that, because I didn't see an editorial from the Des Moines Register saying Barack Obama was wholly unqualified to sit in the White House.
Yeah, that was pretty short resume, wasn't it?
Yeah, big time. If he had not already disqualified himself through his attempts to demonize immigrants as rapists and drug dealers, he certainly did so by questioning the war record of John McCain, the Republican senator from Arizona. McCain's an American hero. During the Vietnam War, he spent more than 5 years being tortured as a prisoner of war, and he refused early release unless every man captured before him was released as well. Trump, on the other hand, didn't serve in the military. Oh, boy, playing that card. Partly because, as he puts it, he was not a big fan of the Vietnam War, but that didn't stop him from trashing McCain. He's not a war hero, Trump sniffed. Trump decided to double down. He's a war hero because he was captured. I like people who weren't captured. Then perhaps sensing the ground was opening up beneath him.
Is that going to be the thing that gets hammered from here on out? It's going to be the John McCain card every time now?
By the way, Al Franken said the same thing. Did you know
exactly.
that?
Exactly.
He did. He said the same exact thing. I didn't hear anybody calling for him to leave the Senate. By the way, I don't think Trump should have said what he said. I said that yesterday. We've been down that road.
Right.
But the pile-on is beginning, folks. I'm just telling you.
Here's but now that's going to be the card that gets played every time.
If Trump, our would-be, to your point, Todd, if Trump, our would-be commander-in-chief, doesn't like POWs, how does he feel about men and women killed in action? It would follow him forever. His comments were not merely offensive. They were disgraceful, so much so, in fact, that they threatened to derail not just his campaign, but the manner in which we choose our nominees for president by using his considerable wealth, his celebrity status, and his mouth to draw attention to himself rather than raise awareness of the issues facing America. He's coarsened our political dialogue and cheapened the electoral process.
As long as his poll numbers are where they are, he is not going away. He will not.
They are ripping him here. They also say he has become the distraction with traction. A feckless blowhard. Listen to this. A feckless blowhard who can generate headlines, name recognition, and polling numbers, not by providing thought, but by provoking outrage. They are ripping him.
Yeah, well, again, the poll numbers are where they are. He ain't walking away until they're not, you know. Even if they go down, he's still not walking away. But
why are his poll numbers where they are? I want our listeners to answer that question. Joe and Velva, what's on your mind?
Well, number one, Des Moines Register is a Democratic paper, and it's the most liberal paper that's put out in Iowa. And they are always for the Democrats. That's number one. So they're trashing Trump because they know he's a threat. And if he wasn't a threat, they wouldn't be trashing him. Number two, John McCain is a big senator. And you know where the VA mess started? In Phoenix, Arizona, the state that John McCain's from. And that's where the VA mess started. And the VA in Phoenix is like one of the worst ones. And I don't blame Trump at all. I think Trump is absolutely right. And that's why his poll numbers are so, even with what he said about McCain, because McCain is a disgrace to the VA. John McCain's a hero because he was captured and he had his arms broke. Well, he's done nothing for the people that are injured, the ex-soldiers that are injured in the United States.
Yeah.
He does nothing.
That would have been the better point for Trump to make, though. I don't think we'd have the controversy we're having, but I agree with a lot of what you said. Appreciate the call. Tom and Fargo, let me get you in here quick before the break. You have 20 seconds nail it.
Would they say the same thing if Trump was running on a Democratic platform?
The Des Moines Register, you mean? Would they take him
right.
on, huh?
Right. And as for being qualified, you brought up a good point about... Obama. I don't like to say the word. But,
that sounded like it pained you a little bit, Tom. Hang on, we'll let you finish and recover from having to say Obama. After this, don't go away.
Utah, we listen. Call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
PetroServe USA, helping America fuel better by connecting North Dakota's cornfields with North Dakota's oil fields. And you get choice at the pump at every PetroServe USA location. Plus, you get great savings. I love to fill up on the 4-for-4 special. That's a hot stuff personal pan pizza, a 20-ounce drink, soda or coffee, your choice, and two cookies. Four items for $4 all day, every day at PetroServe USA locations. It's a great deal. And here's July specials. Deli Express sandwiches, the Mega Italian, the Mega Hickory Smoked Turkey and Cheese, the Mega Pastrami. Strawberry and Swiss, your choice, just $2.79. Rice Krispie Treats, two for a buck. Nestle Water, the 20 packs, only $3.99. Jack Link's Small Batch Jerky, just $3.29. Kellogg's Pop Tarts, two for a buck. Or Snickers or M&M's, three for 99 cents. PetroServe USA. Look for the red, white, and blue, helping America fuel better by connecting North Dakota's oil fields with North Dakota's corn fields. PetroServe USA. Stop and see them today and tell them Scott sent you.
Watford City. We're not the same, we're better. We're a growing community, a changing business climate, and the great minds behind the vision for our future. We're engineers and doctors, entrepreneurs and artists, ranchers, roughnecks, bankers, pastors, and every dream in between. We're students from all 50 states and over 20 different countries, the teachers committed to their education, and the parents who love them. We're the leaders of 4-H clubs, a daughter's dance instructor, a son's hockey coach, and the fans in the stands cheering them on. We're Watford City, and we are neighbors, newcomers, fifth-generation stewards of the land, and many more yet to arrive. We're big plans made and challenges met. Big dreams, big risks, and big success stories. We're Watford City, and we're busy building our home. And we're not the same. We're better. Come see for yourself or find out more at voicesofwatford.com.
It's very easy to be a criminal. All you need to burglarize a home is one simple household tool, a pair of scissors. If your home security system can be compromised by a criminal using scissors, then you're making it easy for them. Almost every home security system, even those sold by big-name companies, has a weakness: the phone line. You shell out $1,500, get locked into a long-term contract, and think you're safe. But a burglar can destroy your alarm in seconds with one snip. And when a burglar cuts your phone line, you're defenseless. SimpliSafe Home Security is the smarter choice. Built by Harvard engineers, SimpliSafe uses a wireless connection to call the cops. Scissors can't cut it, and that means your home stays safe. 24/7 professional monitoring is under $15 a month with no contract. SimpliSafe Home Security keeps you safer than the other guys for half the cost. Protect your home with the alarm you can trust. SimpliSafe. Go to SimpliSafeDefense.com now for an exclusive 10% offer. That's SimpliSafeDefense.com.
Usually, the older one gets, the less you are able to absorb amino acids and the less you are able to repair the 100 trillion cells of your body. As a result, you'll have less energy, your tissues will shrink, and you'll become wrinkled. An older person will typically injure more easily and heal more slowly. Not fun. However, if you can consume a protein powder that is easier to absorb, then you may be able to gain back some strength, muscle, and speed of recovery. One World Whey is a highly digestible whey protein powder that may be the perfect answer for you.
My name is Errol. I'm 74 years old. You know, the taste of One World Whey is amazing. I play pickleball, and since taking One World Whey and your trace mineral supplement, I have more energy and recover faster from my working out. I used to take another grass-fed whey protein powder, but now I'm getting much better results using One World Whey.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com.
Well, 11 before the top of the hour, thanks for listening to What's on Your Mind. We appreciate it. Don't forget Friday, we're at the fair. Fair Day Friday, 811 t-shirts are yours if you stop and see Todd and I while they last, 811 day at the fair, Keith Urban tickets, and lots of prizes and a whole lot of fun. Big white tent right near the entrance, so that's where we'll be for What's on Your Mind and K-Fire Cafe. All right, what else have we got to tell you about? How about drones and agriculture? I want to know how this whole thing works, and you know, there was a growing amount of drone use for agriculture. Nathan Farms up by Berthold. And he is going to tell us what's on the minds of farmers and ranchers related to drones and agriculture today. Nathan, take it away.
Ag drones are the next technological
technological advancement in agricultural production decision-making. The uses of drones are almost unlimited, from weed spotting to chlorophyll measuring for fertilizer prescription mapping and various other bird's-eye view tasks. The other day, I had my agronomist use his drone to fly a large canola field to check for white mold and various other problems associated with that field. When used properly and responsibly, ag drones can be a great tool for farmers and ranchers, and the technology will only get more advanced and more affordable in the years to come.
All right. Find out more about what's on the minds of farmers and ranchers at NDFB.org, NDFB.org, the North Dakota Farm Bureau, bringing ag home. All right, Tom in Fargo, Barbara in Parshall, and Mike in Bismarck. Get to you in just a moment here on the Trump madness here today. But first, Teresa from the wonderful, world-class, top-notch, one of Minnesota's best resorts, Chase on the Lake, Leech Lake, Walker, Minnesota, back for us. One more check-in out there, Chase. Tell us a little bit about some plans for later this fall. How are you?
Well, I'm doing good. Doing good. Yeah, so, you know, we're gearing up for a little fall fun already. We have our annual fall women's wellness retreat. We're going to do that on the weekend of October 24th this year. We're going to go a little earlier this year, maybe enjoy more of the fall colors with that retreat. And then also, one of the most favorite ones, the Paranormal Investigation Weekend on November 6th and 7th. So actually, these fall promotions will actually be going online today on our website, so everybody can kind of jump on the website and check that out.
ChaseOnTheLake.com or call them at 888-CHASE-06. I know those Paranormal Weekends are a big deal. I wouldn't go within 100 miles of them myself, but some people absolutely love them.
You know, and we have a ball with those. We have Adrian Lee, a famous paranormal author and investigator. He comes up with his team, and we have a heck of a kind of a great weekend doing the paranormal thing.
I have plenty of paranormal just being me, let alone finding out. Yeah.
Come on now, Scott. Come on.
All right. Have fun. But the ladies, taking the Fall Wellness Weekend, October 24th. That's great fun. ChaseOnTheLake.com or 888-CHASE-06. Thanks, Teresa. It's great to have you guys on today, as always.
You bet. You guys all have a great summer day.
All right. Take care. I have to answer the question, why is Donald Trump at the top of the polls? Before I answer it, we asked our listener to, didn't we, Todd? Tom in Fargo. I was answering that before the break. Tom, anything else you want to say?
Well, nothing much except that he's bringing up good points, and every time he brings up good points, either on immigration or on, unfortunately, I agree that he shouldn't have probably made the comments he did, and you're right, it's going to be a sticking point. But look what's in the White House now. He's not qualified, at least. At least Trump has got a real serious business background, and this country is a business.
It's an enterprise. Good comments, Tom. Have you recovered from having to say the president's name? You said you don't like to say his name. Do you literally go make an effort to not say the president's name?
Yes.
You do.
Yes. Yes.
You sounded like you needed a medic when you said it earlier, so that's why I was a little worried about you. Okay. Hang in there, buddy. Appreciate the call. Barbara and Parshall, you're next. Go ahead on What's on Your Mind.
Oh, well, good morning. I listen to your radio show quite often. I thought maybe I'm a born and bred Californian. I am a Republican Tea Partyist. And the question is why, you know, is Trump's numbers going up? Trump doesn't care. He says whatever he wants, and he says what people are too afraid to say out loud because of our politically correct atmosphere. I've watched California go from a great red Republican state to the liberal crap hole that it is now. And here I am out working in North Dakota and owning, and my family left back behind in California because of the Mexican influx in that area, that you cannot get a job more than $9 an hour there. And I've watched that happen. And
oh, wow.
I like Trump.
All right, Barbara, appreciate that call and well said insight. California's a crap hole from a native of California. I didn't say it. She said it. My gosh. John Kasich just joined the race today, too. Now, the 16th Republican candidate announced the White House bid, but none of them are getting the attention he is. You know why? Because, for one, conservatives are not real fond of the media, and he's not afraid to say what he wants to say. One example is this interview a couple of weeks ago from this woman nobody's heard of from NBC. I believe she was a bit of a new reporter, but listen to some of this exchange.
I'm talking about oil. I'm talking about oil areas. I'm not talking about civilian areas.
Civilians in near oil areas.
Oh, give me a break, Katie. Go ahead. Next question. It sounds good. It's a wrong statistic. Check your numbers. It's none of your business. It's really none of your business. By the way, you're going to mention the ones that do like Trump? You don't do that, do you? While I'm wasting my time talking to you, which is, you know, essentially one-sided, but that's fine. But while I'm wasting time talking to you, I could be doing deals on other things. So I'm losing out on hundreds of millions of dollars. You're not bringing up anything new. You know, you're acting like you're the great reporter, blah, blah, blah.
Your research says that there are four... immigrants on the whole
come on, try getting it out. Try getting it out.
I'll get it out.
I mean, I don't know if you're going to put this on television, but you don't even know what you're talking about. Try getting it out. Go ahead. The way you put it, everything's so negative. It's too bad that she mentions only the negatives. You don't want to mention all the positives.
He's just not afraid to just put the reporter on. So Mike and Bismarck, 10 seconds. Is that why he's leading in the polls, do you think?
Well, absolutely, and there's such a tremendous double standard. The left has said far greater, worse things.
Amen. Amen. Gotta go. Love you. Bye.
It's very easy to be a criminal. All you need to burglarize a home is one simple household tool, a pair of scissors. If your home security system can be compromised by a criminal using scissors, then you're making it easy for them. Almost every home security system, even those sold by big-name companies, has a weakness. The phone line. You shell out $1,500, get locked into a long-term contract, and think you're safe. But a burglar can destroy your alarm in seconds with one snip. And when a burglar cuts your phone line, you're defenseless. SimpliSafe Home Security is the smarter choice. Built by Harvard engineers, SimpliSafe uses a wireless connection to call the cops. Scissors can't cut it. And that means your home stays safe. 24/7 professional monitoring is under $15 a month with no contract. SimpliSafe Home Security keeps you safer than the other guys for half the cost. Protect your home with the alarm you can trust. SimpliSafe. Go to SimpliSafeDefense.com now for an exclusive 10% offer. That's SimpliSafe. Defense.com.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and bad tweets can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? Reputation.com can protect your good name. Get a free consultation now at 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from Reputation.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771.
Want to listen to your favorite GCN hosts and programs without a radio signal or internet? Just call 605-562-4213. Get instant access to all GCN live feeds right on your phone. Anywhere you want. Anytime you want. 605-562-4213. It's our way of ensuring everyone has the opportunity to enjoy GCN. 605-562-4213. The future of talk radio. GCN.
Virtually anyone can hack your cell phone and track your calls, your texts, your emails, your every movement, but only if they can detect a signal. Stay one step ahead of hackers and Big Brother with a Blockit Pocket, a custom-made pocket infused with pure silver that creates a complete Faraday enclosure for your cell phone. For free shipping to the Lower 48, visit BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
If you're worried about your health and you're tired of the nasty side effects of harsh drugs or antibiotics, then look no further. Supernatural Silver is the answer. Supernatural Silver is a powerful immune system enhancer that can be used every day to help keep you healthy and well with none of those nasty side effects. It's extremely safe for use internally as well as topically. And Supernatural Silver is hundreds of times more effective than colloidal or ionic silver. It is perfect for use in the sinuses, eyes, ears, and on any wound or skin issue. Supernatural Silver is also extremely effective when taken orally and can help fight off bacteria, viruses, and mold that may be overwhelming your immune system. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com and use the promo code SILVER. October 2015 for 30% off of your entire order. And give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.